Ladies and gentlemen, COP26 begins in Glasgow tomorrow. Quite literally, it is the last chance saloon. We must now translate fine words into still finer actions.
Oh, piss off. You literally just flew 16,000 air miles in private jets and helicopters in the last 2 weeks alone. 162 tons of CO2 emitted. 18 times the number of the average Brit. And you've got the nerve to lecture us about our energy consumption. If the situation is so dire, if the state of the planet is so perilous, why have you flown 120,213 air miles over the last 5 years? You've flown halfway to the frigging moon and you're telling families they can't have hot baths. Piss off!
Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector. It offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition.
A fundamental economic transition? How about a fundamental transition of your rank hypocrisy and jaw-dropping arrogance? Jeff Bezos looking for solutions to heal our world and how the Bezos Earth Fund can help. Solutions to heal the world? You just landed in a $65 million CO2 spewing Gulfstream private jet before meeting your buddy, who also landed in a private jet, for a friendly chat over a cup of tea in your energy devouring mansion. Again, piss off! You just parted on Bill Gates' super yacht that emits 19 tons of carbon dioxide per day before being flown to an exclusive beach club in Turkey on a chopper that emits over 21 pounds of carbon dioxide per gallon burned. How about instead of pointing at us, take a look in the fucking mirror. And don't get me started on Biden. Uncle Joe's contribution to fighting climate change. 85 car motorcade in Rome. His own 244 horsepower car, The Beast. Each car generates 10 times the normal amount of CO2. 10,000 mile return trip on Air Force One. 2.2 million pounds of carbon total. 400 private jets landed at the airport ahead of the COP26 summit. 400 fucking hundred! Now they're gonna spend the next 2 weeks wagging the finger at me for taking a family holiday on a fucking easy jet. Piss off! They're demanding poor people fork out $5,000 for a green boiler, while they live in mansions that consume more energy than a small country. You locked us down for a year and made us talk to our loved ones on Zoom calls, yet you can't even hold a poxy conference online. Just hold it online. Whatever you think of Greta Thunberg, at least she changed her behaviour to match her rhetoric. In 2019, Greta crossed the Atlantic on a carbon-neutral journey via boat for climate change summits in the US and Chile. It took her 14 fucking days. And that's precisely why the likes of Prince Charles, Jeff Bezos, and Bill Gates will never do the same. Partly because they wouldn't even consider, for a second, lowering their own living standards while ordering you to do the same in the name of saving planet Earth. And secondly, if these elitists tried to reach the COP26 climate change conference in Glasgow using low carbon emission travel, it'd be total, utter fucking chaos. It wouldn't work. But that's what they're demanding you do. To make airline travel, motoring, even eating meat so prohibitively expensive and inconvenient that it becomes totally out of reach. You'll have to squabble with an untold number of others to book your spot on the weekly Uber E-Pod to get anywhere while they continue to gallivant around the world on their private jets, while being chauffeured around in gas-guzzling tanks and dining on the finest fillet steak in opulent luxury.